I'm looking at the Grand Point one. You asked if I had a similar issue, and I'm making sure of what we put in our ones for this other subdivision.
For purposes of our motion on all of these, are we going to need to put the values in on for the appraised value on all of these?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I need to see what you have on 437 through 442. Do you have those values already listed for 2025, or do we just, I mean, I guess we can go through each one on here, but I was, hopefully we had a list.
437 through
42.
I'm not finding them on Beacon. Jennifer, could you pull 437 up on Beacon? It should have the date that it closed. I can't get it to pull up for some reason.
Are all these in the back? Is this all Steve's? It looks like to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't get it to pull up either. I couldn't get it by name. I couldn't get it by parcel ID.
So the second grouping does follow the same issue. The only difference is they couldn't sell them regularly, so they did sell them through an auction.
They sold them through a private auction? Or was it a foreclosure?
No, private auction. The owner chose to sell them that way because he couldn't offload them any other way.
All right. And what was the date on that, do you know?
5/17 of last year.
And you did the same thing, you paid taxes under protest for your half of the...
I believe we paid that one under protest as well.
I'm
not 110% sure, but...
I mean, I think what you're asking is reasonable. The problem, the only concern I have is I don't know if it was after the time of the. Anyway, if we make a motion basically to reduce his values to the 2025 values for that 2024, can you still do that, or can the county? How does that?
That's clerk.
That's the clerk.
I'm locked out.
All right, Stephanie.
Yes.
If we made a motion to reduce the values to the 2025 values for the time frame after the date of purchase, can that was
yes.
Is that sufficient?
That would be
yes. Okay. But I need to make sure on all of these that we have the actual 2025 values for each one.
So the taxes were disclosed, though, in May, correct? So you knew what they were in May?
Right. They did the closing
closed?
Statement. In other words, he went to the closing, but he, yeah.
We filled out the, I don't know what that form's called. It's assessment form that you send out.
We send out a sales form.
Sales form.
Okay.
If it doesn't match, we try to send it back.
Which one?
To, you know, what the value is. I know in the Shepherd of the Hills, it's attached, I believe, to your file.
My only concern is I think if we're looking at it as of January 1, I don't know that we can go back and... I mean, I think he certainly gets the benefit for 25 because he bought
right.
it during 24. I just don't know if we can. If you paid him under protest, I think that's the only thing. If he did that, we can make a motion.
I agree. If it was under protest, you should be able to go back from the date he purchased them.
I think you'd have to have a strong paper trail for that, though.
For what?
For your protest when you found out on the taxes? Like, do you have, do they have, like, the copies of when you said these?
Yeah, there's, all that's attached to the files that we gave you.
Okay.
It's in here for, we responded back with the value of each one.
Okay, and we have copies of that?
Yes.
I haven't seen these files, so.
Yes, it's in the copy of all those files, and the contract is in the files. And we prorated the price just per acre, even though it's six different parcels.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we divided it. I mean, technically, the most valuable piece to us is the one that's in Taney County. It's the larger tract. And the reason it, I mean, the property is, if you go in on Shepherd of the Hills off of, by Casey's, off of 248, and you go down, it's that, everything that goes into that hole. There was a little old sewer plant on the side of the road that was actually, I'm surprised, didn't kill anybody, but it's gone now. But that's where that property is. And it just all goes into a bowl and comes out at the bottom.
Okay, the values that you're talking about, I mean, those were actually broken down on your closing statement, or how was it done?
That's just done by acreage. That's how we picked it. I just... My office took and just did the – if you go look at the lots that are in the city limits of Branson, the reason they're not built on, they're like this.
Understand.
And they're just – I mean, you would spend – to build on an acre and a half lot, if you wanted to build a convenience store, you'd probably spend $500,000 just to get the land up flat enough for it.
Understand.
So they're not worth very much. Don't know – if we'll ever do anything with them, I don't really have a plan for it. Quite honestly, we bought it to put a couple billboards up.
Okay.
So just, you know, for the assessor's office, when we get information like that and on vacant land, we put it on for the next year.
Right.
So.
I mean, usually those are taken care of in closing. I mean, I think the only difference is if he paid him under protest. I just don't know. I mean, did you put that on your check? Or how did
I know we did the one for Shepherd of the Hills Expressway as paid under protest. The ones at Grand Point, I don't know that we physically wrote that on the check. I mean, I can get a copy of it, but...
Okay.
One thing I do know, you need to ask Mona, because there's a certain protocol of how things are done when he puts it under protest, and it has to be done in a certain way, because... She distributes money to the schools, and so if it's still sitting there in that basket of held back money,
right.
We have to do it a certain way to get it back. We could call her down here to tell us.
Well, I think we need to ask, because I mean,
right.
We can't refund money that they've already distributed if
right.
It's been done in the
right.
You know, so that would be my concern. I mean, if you did do that under protest, we're happy to try to help on that. And those are just those two sections, right? Now on. That would take care of value, potentially, on those, if we can do something
mm-hmm.
on that set. And then the rest of these are just all value questions, and they're all vacant land.
These two groups are that, the values, I believe, we've agreed on and fixed for this year, correct, on these two groups?
I believe you did.
I believe these two are corrected.
These two being these two sets that we talked about.
Yeah, these two sets that we're talking about, the Shepherd of the Hills and the Grand Point lots, are the two that I believe we have all the valuations correct.
Could Dan please come down here, please? Dan?
So that was 437 to 442.
Let's just get everybody in. Just call them all.
It's a party.
Well,
party in the old courtroom.
Yeah. This is.
Where's the donuts?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay, so this will take care of. Stephanie, is he pretty much the entire morning? Or do we have some other stuff? I'm just curious. I haven't looked all the way through this.
Hi.
I mean, we have a few others.
Okay,
I just was curious as to how much we had. The next one doesn't start till looks like 10:30.
Yeah. 10:15 we have
Okay, we got, all right, I just wanted to get an idea of what we're doing. All right. Hi.
Hi.
We would, if something is paid under protest, do you have, how does that, what's that procedure if you get a check under protest or something like that? Do you keep those funds?
Yes. Okay. Funds are held in a separate checking account until a ruling is made from the state tax commission.
I'm guessing.
Then when that ruling is made,
I know we did something.
Then I follow the ruling. Like if it said they had $100,000 in protest,
right,
that their taxes should only be,
right,
you know, yeah, X amount of dollars, then I disperse that amount and pay a refund to the customer. Interest is earned. So.
And Steve, to be clear, you don't have anything pending with the state tax commission on these. Okay. What we're trying to figure out is if the money has already been distributed in his case or if it was held. And
what year? I mean, you're really.
It was last year, 24. It was, in other words, there were, at least on one of these properties, he believes that he paid the taxes under protest. And I think that we can give him, if you've still got the money sitting here, I think we can do something with it, but I don't know that we can.
He would need to have his protest dismissed.
Okay, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, he'd have to send a letter to the STC and tell them he's dismissing his protest in order for me to do anything with the funds. So, I mean, you can't.
Okay, so when he files it for protest, it automatically goes to the STC? Or?
Yes, and they give him an appeal number. And then until that appeal has been settled,
I don't do
anything with the money until I get paperwork from the STC saying it's either stipulated, meaning a decision is made, if there is an order or a dismissal.
We've not gotten anything from them. How long does that take?
Oh, you would have gotten something like right away.
But we've not received
number.
Anything.
If you didn't get an appeal number and I held the money because maybe you wrote protest on the check, then I go ahead and have to hold it for 90 days. So in April, I settle all of those and disperse the funds.
Okay.
Because you have to, like, fill out the paperwork with the STC and get an appeal number for it to be an actual protest.
Okay, because they haven't sent us a number to do anything
they
with.
They would have done that a long time ago.
But we didn't get anything. That's the questions we've been asking. I mean, we've started this process at the beginning of the year.
It has to be done by the end of the year, December 31st.
We did the protest by the end of the year.
Okay. What?
Paperwork with the STC to get an appeal number.
Can we?
Or did you just go through my office writing something on the check?
We wrote it on the check. We haven't done anything. We except ask questions on what the next step is.
Well.
And we didn't get any answers on what the next step was. And
it's always. Protest.
I haven't done it in like 15 years, so I don't.
Okay, so it wasn't like a true protest. You just written something.
We wrote it on the check as a protest.
And then at the first of the year, I look to see if there are appeal numbers, and I continue to hold it for an additional 90 days, and then it gets dispersed.
Okay. My concern was I don't think we have jurisdiction, but I think you might be able to still make some headway with the STC. I don't know.
Not
you
on
can
a
tell.
24s at this time. Not on a 24.
Yeah, I don't know if he can or not. I'm just, I just don't know if we can, because we don't, the money's not here to for us to order you to give it to him, is the problem.
Okay. So you're saying they don't automatically send it to us, we have to do something. So when we asked all those questions, nobody had answers to tell us that.
They
didn't give them to us. I mean, we made all these questions and phone calls and talked to people and asked what to do with it, and it was, we'll take care of it.
Steve, as far as today goes.
I get it.
Okay.
That was the whole thing, is to try to get an answer.
I get it. I know that's something to procedure, but I'd like to, if you want to have that conversation, you know, with the office or try to figure that out afterwards, please do. But right now, I think we got so much on the dock today, I just want to try to move on if we can.
I get it.
But as to BOE. As to BOE 437 through 442 and 443 through 447, is there any other appeals on those besides the values for the protest?
I think, Dan, we got all those adjusted, correct?
I think so, yeah. The only ones we didn't was Miriam Woods, I believe. Those
right.
Kind of
Miriam Woods is, and Matthews is the ones that we didn't get settled.
I think what I want to do, just so we can do this in increments, I just want to make sure, Steve, that you have told me everything you want to on those.
I have.
Because I think we're going to, although we'd like to help you on that, for what you're talking about. I don't think we have the ability. As to BOE 442, 440, 441,